The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
This is the National Intel Report, hour number two, starting. Today's date is the fourth day of March 2021. And we're going back to the phone to talk to Chris in Vegas. Go ahead and finish up, Chris.
Well, thank you so very, very much, Steve. As I was saying before the break, the Kill Bill Gates of Hell number one video, it really about the 10 minute mark, about when the good stuff starts, but it shows Bill Gates at a parochial school in a very nice, crisp white blouse. He has a Prince Valiant haircut. He looks very unhappy. He has a powder blue skirt, pleated skirt on. And I think, as I recall, he had about knee-high white stockings with his school uniform, looking very, very disheveled and unhappy. Later on, it shows us that towards the end of the thing, I think it's about a 31-minute clip, if I remember correct, it shows Falsi and his father, which they look like they could be cloned replicants of one another, and considering who they're dealing with and who they are, it's certainly not out of the realm of reality they would have recreated genetically a replicant. And Falsi's father was the one who was very deeply involved with creating the 1918 so-called Spanish flu, although it wasn't Spanish, but it was disseminated to Spain via our military men that were infected with it.
Right.
And so it's not unexpected that this is a familial trait, a hereditary trait, if you will, being a stain of blood of psychopathy and fraud on the world, as we see being carried out by this particular Falsi, a prolific liar and seriously substantially invested in the perpetration of this hoax on the world with Bill Gates and some of his other globalist players, Burks, Ted Rose, at the WHO, and who knows who else. But these are some very, very diabolical and dangerous people who have deemed themselves to be elite, that they can project this nonsense on the world with a great amount of efficacy and get people to line up and rush down to get this experimental injection concoction that they false claim it to be a vaccine, which is not proven to cure or prevent anything. And they're already telling you got to have two or three iterations, and there might be four or five down the road for the new ones they devise and set out. So it's all a bunch of preposterous nonsense that has no basis in actual science, but it is a very, very dangerous biological terrorism weapon of multi different facets, including financial, economic, global bioterror, and death and destruction and sterilization. What do you think?
I think you're 100% on it. I agree with you 100%. This is not about health. It never was about health. It was manufactured, we know, as a global economic reset. Klaus Schwab told you this. We know the agenda. We know the agenda. But they keep adding on and on. It's the inconsistencies that we keep pointing out, and I don't understand why people in my area, still 95% people are walking into Walmart are wearing a mask. They're not giving me any crap for not wearing one, but they don't even give me a strange look. Most of them don't anymore. They've accepted that there's a certain number of people that just aren't going to comply. I'm one of those people who just doesn't follow the rules. Well, I follow rules when the rules make perfect sense and they follow logic and science. I'd be happy to follow them. But none of this makes any sense. It doesn't follow logic or common sense, and certainly doesn't follow science and medicine. So I'm not going to comply. So you're right on the money. I don't know when this is going to end. I think a lot of damage has been done other than just the economic itself, the psychological aspect of it. I talked about it. I even coined the phrase, which it'll probably end up in the DSM for psychiatric profiles. But I talked about psychological COVID. And I think what we're seeing now, a lot of people are reaching the limit here, and they've gone beyond their normal tolerance and acceptance, and they're getting very angry. And so they're actually going off into another segment of psychological COVID, and that is COVID psychosis, which is kind of a manic stage. That's the one where people go crazy and start smacking on people and defending themselves. So we're at that level right now. The children in schools, you know, they're down here. They're in our schools right now. They're doing school. DeSantis, he figured out the scam. He outed the scam without really saying he outed it. He's not going along anymore. The state is open. We're doing fine. We're doing better than most states. We're actually probably spreading the, you know, planting the seed to other states to say, hey, look at Florida's doing great. Let's do it. Let's stop this nonsense. Texas, Mississippi, a couple others. We're going to take these masks off. We're going to stop the mandates. We're going to start opening our businesses again. I hope they have time to save the businesses, because this is late stage now. We're over a year now from the start of this pandemic, this scamdemic, and I hope that these small businesses can survive. I hope so.
You know, I mentioned the 10-23-58 of the United States Code, which was drawn up by Prescott Bush and some of his other globalists, or Georgie Schraff, if you like that better. That was 1961, and it also, another piece of insidious legislation at the same time, was State Department Bulletin Pamphlet Number 7277, Freedom from War in a So-Called Peaceful Society. Of course, with these maniac psychopaths, for them, peace is a permanent state of war. And with that, Steve, thank you for letting me chime in. I hope it was helpful and that people actually learned something and looked this stuff up, although you have a hard time now finding the original House version of 10 United States Code 2358. Thank you so much. God bless America and God bless Republic Broadcasting.
Thank you, Chris. Always thank you for your calls. Appreciate it. Well, let's go back to the phones. We got another one lined up here. Again, phone lines are open, 248-512-248-8252. If you have the minutes, if you don't, we'll pay for it. 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones here. We're going to Michigan. Teresa in Michigan, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello, Teresa. You're on.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you, Steve.
Okay.
When these sheeple take the shot, now, can that get into the blood supply? Like if they give blood?
I wondered the same thing. Normally they have to they should be testing for that. And I don't know if they are. But you know what? Our Walmart has this big red bus. I think there are a lot of Walmarts. They call it the big red something. I can't remember. You can't miss it.
Uh-huh.
You draw blood there, and they give you They used to give you a $25 gift certificate to Walmart if you give them a unit of packed cells. They've got. I guess they're doing well because they've dropped the number down the dollar amount down to $10 or $15. And I thought the same thing when I drive by. I go, oh, I know you're testing for AIDS and other things. Hepatitis, are you testing the blood for this?
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. I don't know. I would assume they are, but never assume anything these days. I'm going to stop and go knock on the door of the big red bus there. I'm going to ask them, what diseases do you test for? Because I'd like to know too.
Well, they when a shipment comes in this little town, the next day on a local radio they go, "Oh, now it's time to give blood because we're really short of blood. So you can, you know, go here," and that's the only time they advertise for, you know, come and give blood. So I was just kind of wondering, like, is all that crap going to get into the systems of the smart people that don't take the shot? Yeah.
Well, I guess the only thing I can say is, what I can tell you is, don't have an accident where you need a transfusion.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, or if you can, you can actually draw your blood early, have it frozen, saved, and then taken out, thawed, and then transfused into it's your own blood.
Yeah.
You can do that still.
And what's another thing that's, I come out of Ace Hardware the other day, and I had a big bag of sunflower seeds for my chickens and stuff, and some other stuff, and it slipped right out of my hand and, you know, dropped on the ice and everything fell. Two big grown men walked right by me with the mask on, and they didn't help me pick everything. You know what I mean?
Are you serious? They didn't help you at all?
Nope. They just went, huh. You know.
That's too bad.
It was just really sad. No lady. Yeah. Disabled Viet.
Did you have a mask on or not have a mask on?
No, I don't wear a mask anywhere.
Okay. And they have masks on. They had masks on.
Yeah. These guys are like,
so that's probably why they didn't help you. They figured that's probably why they didn't help you. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have helped them if they fell down.
Well, I just opened doors today for two older women today. I opened the door and said, "You're welcome, ma'am." And just a Southern tradition, being nice and open the door. And I do that for people with masks or no masks. But that's pretty sad that these two people decided, two men, would not do that for you. That's too bad.
Walked right, you know, just, well, the 6 feet apart, you know. And I think I swore a little bit. I'm crying out loud. What's this world coming to, you know?
It's
disastrous. It's a nightmare. And I like that lady that calls in. Lauren is her name?
Lauren.
She called in earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, she's holistic medicine, naturopath medicine.
Yeah.
Pretty sharp lady.
She's really
pretty
cool. Yes, she is. I love when she talks because it's the truth, you know?
She's right on the money. I heard her today on Rivero's show, and she's right on the money. There's no speculation. There's no guessing on this thing. What it's intended, it is not about health, because everything we keep showing that they're not using science, they won't debate anybody. It's their word. The science is settled, just like their global warming, which didn't turn out to be global warming, and that's why they rechanged it and renamed it to climate change. They will not debate the issues. They won't take on Judy Mikovits or Joe Mercola or Bill Sardi and these people. They will not sit down and, for the best of the country, sit down and go over the evidence of this, because they know it's not about health. It's not about health at all. Teresa, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
I do need to move on.
I've got
three more in the loop right here. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. Okay.
Bet to the phones here. Looks like we got Henry in Connecticut. You're on, Henry.
Yeah, it's not about health. It's about control.
That's right.
And that organization you got in Washington is not called the Center of Disease Health or the Center of Disease Cure or Disease Monitoring. It's the Center of Disease Control.
Right.
So it says in itself, the name speaks for itself.
It's a private it's a private company.
Yes, right.
That tries to pass itself off. It's a private company that tries to pass this off as a federal entity. It's not a federal entity at all.
Right, like the Federal Reserve. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But even at least the Federal Reserve is like what are they, chartered to the U.S. Treasury, or the U.S. Treasury is in debt to them, or some, there's some link there between the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve, even though the Federal Reserve is not federal?
Right.
Is there in some
like
way?
Right,
but that's not the case with the Center of Disease Control, though, at all.
Not at all, right, exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, let me get to this, make this very quick.
Sure.
Let's get to this here. This is something very important. It's related to what you're saying. Are you familiar with, I think you are, with Bill H.R. 1177?
Offhand, unless you tell me what it is, I can't tell you. The number, tell me what it's about, and I'll tell you yes or no. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's the immigration bill.
Okay.
And there's another. No, this is.
Is this the one last night they were working on? Last night, Congress.
Is that the one? It might be. It's H.R. one.
Okay. Last night Congress was in session. They were working on an immigration package. They were working on lowering the, dumbing down the voting process. And they were also looking at defunding the police last night.
Okay. All right. That's another bill. I know what you're talking about. That's deal with the voting. That's that bill is called one. Proposition one.
Prop one. Okay.
Yeah, it's just called one. Yeah. Proposition one. Yeah. That deals with. All right. Now, what that deals with, that's a different thing. Is there's three pieces of garbage out there. And the other one related to immigration is a Senate bill, S-348. S as in Samantha, 348. Let me get the bill of Proposition 1. What Proposition 1 is, see, all three of these bills are connected to make this country like ancient Rome in, I guess, in 420 or 428 A.D. With Proposition 1, it is to make the, with the voting, so that you're not required to have, photo ID.
Right.
And so they can make it even more easier for illegal aliens and also to have voter fraud to do just what happened in November 3rd of, last year.
Right.
That's one. Here's the thing. I guess I could talk about this talk show host because he's a part of RBN. You have another fine talk show host outside of yourself and John Stantmiller by the name of Ricky Adams. I used to call the show many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, he had a guest on trying to stop the old Matthew Shepard bill, and I think you might remember that. Mm-hmm. There was this Matthew Shepard hate law. You're right. Okay, I'll move on. And it violates the Constitution and the First Amendment. Now, this particular guy, I forgot what his name was. He had a G last name. He gave the phone number of the switchboard in Washington, D.C., District of Criminals. And he they had a campaign on his show, on Ricky Adams' show, to call the Congress and the Senate and tell them to talk to your congressman and your senator and tell them not to vote for the bill. And to get, if he had massive amounts of calls, because the emails don't work as well, that could be effective. Well, cut to the chase. Lo and behold, it did help a lot. Because that bill... it was unconstitutionally, but it did not, it didn't pass. Now, I think what we're going to have to do is, we're going to have the same thing. We're going to have to get the switchboard and call your congressman and senator and get as many people as we can to call them because emails don't work as well, but you could write them. Tell them about how you feel about this bill and about the other bill, too, if it's a Senate bill, and not to pass it. The other thing is this.
Hold on. We'll come right back to you after the break here. Our phone line's open, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Short commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll go right back to Henry in Connecticut. What goes up must come down.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And this is the National Intel Report coming back at you here. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. Another great bumper coming back. Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. God, those were great days. Henry, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I like that song too, by the way. Great songwriter. Yeah, okay. So everybody take this down. It's H.R. 1177. That's the House bill. The Senate bill is H.R. 1177, so it's 1177. The Senate bill is S-348. As in Samantha, 348. That's the Senate bill. Now, the thing that's really disturbing, too, is, you know, where are we going to put all these people? You know, I don't, and the other thing is this, too. I don't know if you, I'm sure you realize this, but I really think these people really think that the American people just don't have any rights. And I really, truly believe that. we don't have any rights to determine what people come here, whether people come here more to assimilate with American culture or not, and everything else. I mean, to give an example, we need to do something about legal immigration. And Numbers USA, but there's also another organization that deals with the legal immigration that wants to change also our legal immigration. Because legally, by and large, that's another thing too. Biden wants to increase the in that bill. No, actually with Biden's some other thing that Biden wants to do, he wants to increase the legal immigration in this country that Trump tried to put a stop to save the American jobs, and also with the overflowing. And it's all predominantly from non-European, non-white, third world countries. And, you know, for the past, like, 30 years, I'm still a young guy. I mean, I sound like older, like 60, but I'm not. I'm younger than that. That's just my voice. I followed this for a long time, off and on, and for the past 30 years, and I lived in two different states, this country has been, like, flooded predominantly with all the, with, like, ever since when that immigration reform, that immigration bill from 1965, but I wasn't born then, where only 20% can come from Europe, and 80% from all these third world countries, not just to compete in our, you know, in our job market and everything else, but the schools and everything. I mean, it's not just even just the job market. It's the schools. It's the, that's why you got so many people moving all around with different neighborhoods, because it's not even just the job stuff alone, but all the people may not want to send, you know, their kids, or even high school students themselves may tell their parents that they don't want to go to some high school where it's just predominantly everybody speaking Spanish, or where it's nothing similar, or maybe they like blondes or brunettes or girlfriend, whatever. You know, and the studies, maybe the academic stuff in math or science or history may not be up to par, and maybe that's what they major in or would like to major in. So there's a lot of factors, not even just the jobs, but the jobs, that's a crucial one, but that's not the only one. And this country's culture is just being, you know, just
been torn
destroyed.
Down.
Yeah, right, ransacked. I mean, I heard you
torn down and rewritten the way they like it. You know, everything's racist now, and everything is racist. Everything is racist. These people are tearing everything down. They're burning books, getting rid of books.
Advertising,
getting rid of advertising, anything they think is racist has to go. What really bothers me is that the corporations that are willing to alienate and offend 95% of the population that says you're crazy to the 5%, they're willing to make the 5% happy and remove it, then stand by the 95% of the, that say, there's nothing wrong with that, leave it alone.
Well, that's
the corporations.
So
I'm going to say that we probably should be doing more boycotts on certain corporations. Coca-Cola having an in-service teaching their employees to be less white. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Be less white.
Yeah. You know. It's funny because it was founded by a white guy, wasn't it? Coca-Cola.
Well, yeah. Henry, I got a whole bunch in the loop here.
Like
I need to get
to be less German.
Henry, I got to move. I got to move on, Henry. I got four or five more in the loop here. I need to get going. Appreciate your call. Got to get going here, though. Dave in Nevada, you're on the show. Dave, are you there? Dave in Nevada, once, twice. Is he gone? Okay. He's a drop. Mick in New Mexico, you're on.
Welcome to the
after the break. Okay, after the break, we'll come back to Mick.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks again, Michael, for the great music tonight. Bumper, Jerry Rafferty. You can't go wrong with Jerry Rafferty. 1977, that CD came out. Baker Street. Back to the phones here. We're going to talk to, if he's still there, I hope he's still there. It's like,
yeah, I'm here.
Mick in New Mexico, you're on.
Yes, okay. Now, what was God's commandment about putting stuff into your body? You familiar with it?
Say it again, because are you doing this on purpose? Hush.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
God
said
you're
ask
not.
Me the question. Okay.
God said you're not supposed. Now he said you're not supposed to put stuff into your body. That means vaccines.
Right. The body's a temple. Got it. I understand. 100%. I agree.
And
you know, I Mick, I got this. Hold on, so let me stop you here before you get on a roll. I've always believed that our Heavenly Father would not put us down here on Earth with puny immune systems that would not be able to handle what would be coming our way. So I'm a big proponent of saying natural path, diet, exercise, doing a healthy living lifestyle, which would give you a strong immune system. But I know Americans live, you know, they have crappy diets. They don't exercise enough. And maybe their immune systems are not up to par. I feel great. I wouldn't even consider this because I feel I've taken care of myself. My immune system can handle about anything.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we need to go. That's where we need to go with this thing, because we've shown the CDC's survivability numbers, and depending on your age, and if you have zero comorbidities or zero underlying health problems, you're going to do really well with this. You're going to do fine, which would negate the need and necessity to having a vaccine created at all. If you have a high survivability rate, why not just get it, have your own immunity, and you're fine. You have a stronger immunity now.
Okay.
It comes back next time, you'll recognize it, and your immune system will be fine. But we can't do that.
Yeah. Now, that's why people tend to make government God, which the government is not God. You understand?
You know, I have a neighbor behind me here, and he said one of the worst things, the things that should bring fear to you, is when the government comes and says, I am here to help.
Yeah.
When the government says, I am here to help, run the other way. I kid you not.
Shoot.
Government is inept. And they've dropped the ball on this one. And you can actually include Donald Trump on this. Because Donald Trump found out this was a live exercise through Mike Pompeo. And he says, why wasn't I told about it? So he had to go along with this whole economic reset. He may not know about the depopulation agenda part of it, eugenics. He may not know about that, but he knew that this was probably for the economic reset, the global economic reset. He knew that part.
Now then, now I'm going to ask you a question here. Who is Esau Edom?
Who is what?
I know his question. Who is Esau Edom?
I have no idea.
You ever read the Bible? Well, it's in the Bible. He's the one who killed Nimrod.
No. You're gonna kill me with Bible stuff. No, I apologize. I've not read it from cover to cover. I've never have. No.
Now, Mary, we are the Anglo-Saxons are Israel. Well, Esau Edom is people like George Soros, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and what's that name? Bill Gates?
Bill Gates.
Bill sucking pigs.
Yep.
All right?
All right. Got it. Hey, thanks for your call. I got to move on. Thanks, Mick, in New Mexico. Daniel in British Columbia, you're on the show. Daniel, are you there?
Just wanted to quickly update your listeners on a little story from Canada. There was a newborn baby came down with COVID.
Okay.
And everyone's all shocked. Oh, newborn baby. Well, it turns out that they did four tests, and they all came back negative. And then they did the fifth test, and the baby had COVID after the fifth test. So you know these PCR tests, they're just ramping up the cycles. Yeah. And
you know, you can actually ask the laboratory of how many cycles are they using to determine on the PCR testing. And if they say 30, 35 or higher, you're going to get a guaranteed false positive, no doubt about it. So I recommend people, anybody who's told that you must have the test, ask the lab where you're having the testing done, ask how many cycles is it being done in. And then you'll know what's gonna how the test will turn out. Especially you know when you're healthy and you're fine, you're walking around, you feel great. You know, this is that was probably the biggest part of the fraud right there, of convincing the American people that we need to test healthy people who feel great and look great and have no health issues. We need to test healthy people using a flawed PCR system, which they knew was flawed, in order to get the numbers up, to bring the fear factor up for the end game, which was a phony vaccine of preventive care. See, they knew this thing. This is like dominoes here. They knew the testing was flawed. And then also adding on other things. You know, anything, any illness, any death in the beginning, middle stage, or the end of what we're doing right now in COVID, the pandemic, anything dying in between, telling a hospital you get more money for COVID, throw it on the pile for COVID. We'll give you some more money for it. So the number climbs higher and higher and higher. But you know what? Seeing is believing. You know, if you had 500,000 people supposedly dying in the United States, I would be on the road traveling to work, wherever I'm going, and I would see one hearse after another for funerals, funerals, funerals. The crematoriums would be running 24/7 on top of people that die, the COVID deaths. That thing would never shut down. You would have no storage place for the bodies, which we were told refrigerator trucks. That was a lie. There are no refrigerator trucks storing dead bodies. One lie after another, they all pile up, they add up, spells out one thing, fraud, there's an agenda, and it's not about health. Never been about
That's
health,
for sure.
Ever.
Yeah,
ever.
You can tell it's a fraud when they come up with, oh, the frontline workers are heroes. It's just like the Boston bombing, Boston Strong. They have the same scenario that they keep playing over and over to a dumbed-down population. Which is a globally dumbed down population. And then you got, at least you got some European countries where they're just starting to really fight back. Yeah. I mean,
I hope it migrates here.
You had these yellow vest protests all over Europe. You had them, Hong Kong protests, you know, and all of a sudden this COVID comes and shuts down the entire system. You know, I think it's because the global elite said, okay, that's it. We're done with all you useless eaters. And now you're going to take this vaccine. It's going to alter you. And next time something real comes along, then you're really going to have this cytokine storm and drop dead. That's what it seems like it's going to happen. I saw this really funny meme. You got a picture of Bill Gates next to Bill Cosby. It says, these both are named Bill. They both wear ugly sweaters, and they both want to stick something inside you without your permission.
That's actually pretty good.
Thought I'd leave that with you.
Yeah,
I'll let you get on to your next caller.
I like that.
Good show,
by
the way.
You know what? I'm going to start using more satire and more humor in my broadcast because
we have to.
I think we need it. which I think we just need this. I've got some things here. I'll get two off before I get the end of the show here. But I appreciate your call. Back to the phones here. David in Louisiana, you're on the show. You gone?
This is David from Iowa.
Oh, well, I've got... Oh, that's Iowa? I thought that was Louisiana. Never mind. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. You're up.
David from Iowa?
Yeah, David from Iowa,
okay. A while back, I was looking on the computer on one of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's websites, Vaxxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R. She said on there, anybody that takes this jab, in 4 to 14 months, they will die. Now, obviously, that was something I wanted to print out, and I made a mental note, and I went away, and I forgot to go back and do it. So I went back a week or so later to find it. I couldn't find it. I think I found where I saw it, but it said deleted.
Really?
I have never seen that anyplace else. 4 to 14 months after you take the jab, you'll be dead.
You ought to contact her. You ought to contact her personally. She's got an email out there. I've contacted her before and talked to her before.
Yeah.
reach out to her and have her send it over to you.
Yeah, it should be on there someplace.
Yeah, well, they're scrubbing everything. Anything that's credible and reliable information, they don't want it out there. So I would just contact her, tell her it's been taken down, and if she could send it over to you.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'll do that. One last thing. I got a bumper sticker that I've been driving around with. End goal of vaccine creation, : Georgia Guidestones.
Okay. I don't know much about the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, I've heard of them, but I'm not any expert on that at all. But
Georgia Guidestones? Oh, yeah, look it up. They're on 500 million people in the world. Everybody else dead. 500 million people to service the elite. Ted Turner doesn't like 500 million. He wants 250 million.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
He's generous.
Yeah, he's a generous guy. Yeah. Yeah, appreciate the call. Appreciate it. Bruce in Montana, you're on.
Good evening, Steve. Thank you for your good work. I guess what I want to talk about is the Illuminated Ones. It's a society that was established around the same time as the founding of our country. And one of their MOs is that they have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And if the victim does not respond, they take that as consent. And in some twisted way, that absolves them of their sins. I'm not leading anyone anywhere other than to say, for those of us who've been awake for a while, understand what I just said. And for those of us that are not, it's an opportunity to educate themselves. Thank you, Steve.
I appreciate that. I've heard that before, too. They have to, whether it's their modus operandi, that they have to give clue of what's coming up next, which means that you and I might be in good shape because we figured out the scamdemic and the eugenics and depopulation agenda. So if we just fold our arms and said, no, I won't comply, I won't comply, I won't comply, they'll be happy with the sheeple that they do get and maybe leave us alone. I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of going that direction there. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in Texas.
Hey, Steve. Great commentary and conversation. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it. I feel like Rush Limbaugh tonight. I'm all worked up.
I know, me too. I had to calm down, and I called earlier and hung up. Just a little different perspective.
Okay, what you got?
As far as the what is it, sovereign movement, whatever.
Okay.
I got an idea. How about the international Jew become sovereign? And why don't they move? And why don't they live off the grid? And why don't they make an honest wage? Just a different perspective. This is our country. This is the land of our forefathers. We're not going to give it up. So, you know, it seems very simple. We need to look at who's really in charge, who has the numbers, you know, I'm very excited. You know, timing is everything, but we just need to, I just wanted to throw in a little different perspective that, you know, this is our land.
I agree. Yeah.
This is what we, our forefathers and our relatives have fought for.
Yes, they did.
And, I think they need to be sovereign citizens. That's what I think. Let them go live off the grid.
I'm all right. I'd be all right putting them on an island and then with a nuclear submarine and then just shoving a torpedo over there that way with these people here. Yeah, they are playing God, no doubt about it. It's hard to contemplate what's really going on in the minds of these people here with their eugenics and demanding we all get in line and take this shot, this vaccine, and it's mind-boggling what's going on now. It really is.
It is. I got an idea of what's causing it, or I can talk to you later.
Yeah. Hey, I need to push on. I got two more calls or three more calls. I need to get them done. Thank you for your call.
Please.
Call back a little earlier next time, Mark. I appreciate the call. Right. Jenny in New Jersey, you're on the show.
Hey, you had mentioned earlier about, you know, Trump should have done something about the voting and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but I think this whole thing was planned. They used the COVID to get the mail-in votes. I think it was the mail-in votes that did this.
Well, that was part of it. You know, these agendas that they come up with are many-fold. There's more than killing two birds with one stone on these agendas. The economic reset, the control, the financial markets, numerous things, depopulation. There are so many agendas wrapped up in COVID. Like the old saying is, never let a good crisis go to waste.
And that's the reason
add on what
they
you
wanted
can.
Trump
add
out.
On what you can. Right.
That's the reason they wanted to get rid of Trump.
Right.
And they succeeded. Because
they're still going after
registered voters.
Yeah. And they're still going after the guy.
Yeah, I know. So
very
I
sad.
Think no matter what he would have done, it wouldn't have mattered because they had this all planned. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's I don't know how they could have got away from that whole, well, you got Dominion, you got Smartmatic, you got ballots. Those are three entities of cheating, which were very successful. Eliminating the Smartmatic or Dominion still would have gone with the ballots and they would have cheated through the ballots. I don't know what the solution would be. I would have done something though. I identified it. I would have done something. Would have finished that wall, by the way, too. Back to the phone here, Patty in Florida, you're on the show. Patty, are you there?
Tonight, and I was responding to that caller. It's that Dr. Tenpenny is being interviewed by Renette Senham on BitChute. You can find it under Sergeant Major, his channel.
Okay.
And it says, explains how the depopulation mRNA vaccines will start working in 3 to 6 months. And that's that whole depopulation. It's a fantastic interview. And that Renette Senham, boy, she had quite a bit of information to talk about what was going on in California as well. So
yeah.
For any listeners who want or trying to track down that depopulation with Sherry Tenpenny, it's on BitChute in the Sergeant Major channel. Or if you type in Renette Senham, or, you know, if you're searching, just Tenpenny explains how depopulation. It'll probably come up. But on Sergeant Major's channel, I know it's there for sure, and it works. I just checked it before calling.
Patty,
I'll let
you
can take your other callers.
Yeah. I appreciate that information. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and wow, keep up the good work. You and Mike Rivero, both of you were just fantastic today. Unbelievably great.
Oh, appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was fired up.
Yeah.
I was fired up.
Yeah,
I get fired
yeah,
up. I get passionate.
Yeah. When you're fired up, it's like the Holy Spirit comes out of you. Great.
Oh, I got one more.
Okay.
I got one more caller here. Got to go, Patty.
Yeah. Okay,
let's see
bye-bye.
If we can get
good night.
Ed in
Thank you.
Chicago. Yeah, Ed, you're my last caller.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind? Make it fast.
Okay, real fast. You know, they say, the lady that just before says Trump couldn't have done nothing about it. How about Trump's all part of it. That's what I think. He was all part of it. They knew he was going to get elected 4 years ago or whatever. They got him elected. They gave us Trump.
Could have been.
And you know what I mean? I mean, you know, all these Trumpites.
So you don't think that Hillary, you don't think they really planned on Hillary winning in 2016 is what you're saying?
I think they gave us Trump because they figured, well, they're not ready for Hillary just yet. That's, you know, I guess I'm so jaded.
Well, I think Ed, I think with Hillary, this thing would have kicked off much faster. I would assume.
Correct.
It would
have
kicked off
faster.
They weren't
ready, and they weren't ready for that.
Maybe not.
They gave us
Maybe
Trump, not. And Trump, I mean,
Buy
come
some
on,
time.
He's a lifelong Democrat,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's my, you know, opinion, is that...
It's quite possible. It's quite possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they lie about everything. I mean, come on. Yes. They got all these people. Yeah. Look at Trump in his Sunday night speech telling us how great his... vaccine is, that he gave it to us. Oh, love. Oh, so great. Tremendous.
He's trying to steal the thunder. He's trying to steal the thunder, making sure that Biden can't take it. But, you know, I would have more respect if he would have outed the agenda from the
correct.
Very beginning and said this isn't necessary.
Yeah, it's all baloney anyway. So, you know, he could have said that. He, you know, and he knows that, you know, these higher ups, they all know what's happening. But he doesn't, you know, but he's taking credit for the vaccine, so good for you.
I know.
When it kills everybody, then you can take the credit for it.
Oh, yeah. Then they'll come back and then have reason to go after him again. Yeah, it was his fault. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Anyway.
It is unbelievable.
Hey, brother, I love your show, and you're the best.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Check me out on Sunday, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. And I'm looking forward to this Sunday because I've got notes and notes and notes, and I didn't get to finish tonight. I'd love to take Jeff Bennett's place for the next hour, but I don't think Jeff will give it to me. Jeff, can I have your 1 hour? No, we'll leave it at that. Got lots of stuff to talk about. John should be back on the mic. We'll be back together on Monday. Of course, my show on Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. Off the Beaten Path. I did want to talk about real quick before, if I can. Looks like I might be able to get it in. I was thinking about the only person I heard talk about who opposed this new Equality Act that Biden has come up with. You know, the act that's he's called the Equality Act, which is anything but equality. It's inequality, not quality. Talking about how young men, transgenders, can compete with women, basically slaughter and beat the heck out of them. Anything but that. And I thought, well, we're living at a PC time, political correctness time. Maybe we should call it something different, not call it the Equality Act. Let's use a little PC on this here. Let's call it what it really is. Guys wanting to beat the heck out of chicks. Let's call it Chicks with Dicks Equality Act. How about that? I think that's a fair name. All right. Well, that closes up my show tonight. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. I'll see you on Sunday, Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. We will talk again. Good night.
We must take America back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.